Be'ezras Hashem, we are now going to begin a Parsha class in Parsha's Bo. Today is Chof Tes Teves. Believe it or not, tomorrow night is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. And corresponding with the English calendar, it's January 15th, 2018. Parsha's Bo begins with the last three makas, the last three plagues that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to inflict upon the Egyptians. It's interesting to note, we're going to read the first few psukim, and I'm going to quote a pasuk from Mishlei, from Proverbs, that Rabbeinu Bechaya brings down and elaborates. Let's read the first three psukim. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Bo el Paro, come to Paro, ki ani hirbadeti es libo, because I have made his heart hard, stubborn. Veslev avodov, and the heart of his servants. Laman, in order, shisi ososai eila bikirbo, in order that I can place my signs, these signs, in his midst. Ulaman, and in order, tisape ba'oznai bincha, you will be able to tell over in the ears of your children, uven bincha, and in your grandchildren, that which I have made a mockery of Egypt, and of signs that I have placed in them, and you'll know that I am Hashem. The parsha begins with Hashem hardening the heart of Paro. Is this considered the normal behavior of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Not necessarily. Hashem gives everybody an equal chance to do tshuva. If you want to go into a few psukim in Parsha Ve'era, which I will direct you in a moment, you will see that Paro became stubborn in the very outset, and he refused to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's superiority. He refused to see it, despite he was plagued with unbelievable punishment that was never ever seen in the world. Let's look and you'll see a comparison. Let's go and go back to Parshas Va'era, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Gimel, in Va'era, in the Art Scroll. It would be on page 326. After he saw there was a miracle take place with the sticks, and that the stick swallowed their sticks, the Torah said, "Vayechazek leiv paroi v'leishama aleim." Paroi kept; he was stubborn. He became strong-minded, and stubborn. V'leishama aleim, kashidiv Hashem. Did not listen to them like Hashem has spoken to let the Jewish people go. Let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk Chav Beis. Next page. In the next page, here, again, where the Torah talks about the Makkah of Dam, on page 328. The Torah tells us over here that again, let's read the pasuk. V'yasu chen chatumei Mitzrayim b'lotayhem. And there, the magicians has also performed a similar act. Vayechazak leparo v'loishama aleihem. Paro again became stiff-necked, stubborn-minded, and didn't listen to them. Let's go to pasuk Yud Aleph and Perek Ches. That's in page 330. After the Makkah of Tzfardeya, that the land was plagued with frogs. What does the Torah say over there? Vayar Paro, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayar Paro ki hoisa haravacha. Paro saw that he had been a relief, he was able to free himself from this plague. And what did the Torah say? Vahachbet es libo v'lo shama aleihem. He again stiffened his heart, stubborn-minded Paro, refuses to let the Jewish people go. Let's go to Pasuk Chav Ches. Again, one after the other. Chav Ches is on page 332. This is after the Makkah of... This was Orov, the mixture of wild animal, and which is in itself, to me, I always repeat it to my class, I could never understand why he waited 7 days. I couldn't believe he could wait 7 hours. These ferocious animals.